Wearing a green apron and black tie, Rob Toy fires up the meat saw at Ideal Grocery in Lincoln, Nebraska. Toy is manager of the meat department at Ideal. Today, he's slicing rib roast, selling for $10.98 a pound. Like other cuts of beef, the price has been steadily creeping up.
We could change our prices every week. We make adjustments as we need to. Most of the time, we try to absorb to keep the price to sell.
Retail prices for choice cuts of beef are up 8% over the past year, 20% since 2008, according to the Department of Agriculture. That means the steak you bought at $7 a pound is up to almost $8.50. In many cases, people are switching to chicken or pork. To get at the cause of ballooning beef prices, you have to go to the source.
Well, I'll tell you what, 2013 by far has been the toughest of my career.
Craig Uden is co-owner of Dar Feedlot near Cozad in central Nebraska. Standing in a gravel alley between long concrete feed bunks, Uden's glad to have the recent drought behind him. But it carries a long shadow. Dried up pastures and a spike in corn and hay prices pushed many ranchers to thin their herds.
You know, the herds declined about 1.6 million in the last two or three years. We went from basically 31, 32 million cows a few years ago to 29 million cows, beef cows.
Now it's the smallest beef herd in 50 years. The result for Uden is some of the highest prices he's ever paid to buy calves from nearby ranchers for his 40,000-head feedlot.
We definitely need to keep seeing some moisture come along so we can get a little bit back to whatever we think normal is.
What's normal seems to be that cattle numbers keep dropping. The drought brought a steep decline, but downsizing has been the general trend since the nation's beef herd peaked at 45 million head in 1975. Lee Schultz is a livestock economist at Iowa State University.
We don't really need the size of the herd that we had back in the 70s because we're just able to be that much more efficient in bringing beef to the market.
That is, feedlots are putting on more pounds, more meat per animal. At the same time, many farmers have gotten rid of cattle to raise more crops. When the USDA reports on the beef herd this month, it's expected to show the herd shrank again in 2013. But Kate Brooks, a livestock specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says there are signs pointing toward growth in 2014.
Improving pasture conditions, corn prices have continued to fall, hay prices have started to become better. We do see some potential within the cow-calf herd, you know, maybe moving out of that liquidation stage and actually starting to see some increases in our cow herd size.
If the beef herd does begin to grow as expected, prices will come back down. But Kate Brooks says it will take at least 2 years. And she says because ranchers will hold back cows to reproduce, beef prices could go even higher before they begin to decline late 2015, early 2016. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media,